This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Question and answer of the week.
From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的你问我答节目，我是主持人佳莹。在这档节目中，我们回答广大的英语爱好者们遇到的疑问。本期节目的问题来自一位网友，请我的同事来带读他的问题。
Hello, I got confused by the words responsive, receptive, and swift. Please help me. Thank you very much.
这位网友想知道怎样正确地使用形容词 responsive, receptive 和 swift。下面我就来给大家讲一讲三个词之间的区别。先来看形容词 responsive， 它的意思是反应及时的，回应积极的。人们常用 be responsive to something 来说明对哪件具体的事情或动作做出的反应。来听三个例句。
I'll still read my work emails during my leave, but I'll be a lot less responsive. A big shout out to our IT team for being responsive and dependable throughout the project. This company needs to be more responsive to their customers. They still haven't resolved my complaint.
在上面的三个例句中，形容词 responsive 都表示面对请求或问题时做出的反应很积极、及时。接着来看 receptive， 形容词 receptive 和 responsive 的意思可不一样。前者表示一个人乐于接受建议或愿意倾听新想法，所以它和人或事物的反应是否及时无关。你可以用搭配 be receptive to something 来说明这个人乐于接受的内容具体是什么。听下面的两个例句，加深你对形容词 receptive 的理解。
The shop owner was very receptive to criticism. He thought some of the feedback from customers was quite reasonable. When you talk to someone from a different background, try to be open-minded, curious, and receptive.
在以上两句话中，形容词 receptive 的意思都是乐于接受的，愿意倾听的。
You're listening
to BBC Learning English.
说完了 responsive 和 receptive， 我们说说形容词 swift。它有两个主要的含义。swift 可以表示事情发生的迅速而及时，或者动作敏捷。来听三个例句。
Thanks to the swift action of the firefighters, no one was hurt in the fire. The hiring managers looking for someone who can work under pressure, meet deadlines, and make swift and sound decisions.Not only are leopards excellent swimmers, but they're also swift runners and great climbers.
在第一个例句中 ,swift 用来形容消防员的行动迅速。在第二个例句中 ,swift 强调招聘经理认为这个职位所需要的条件之一是做出果断的决定。而在第三个例句中 ,swift 则表示豹子奔跑时动作敏捷。在节目的最后，我来归纳一下前面讲过的内容。如果想表示人收到请求时反应及时、积极，就最好用 responsive。如果想形容一个人乐于倾听或接受他人的意见或新想法，就用 receptive。如果想表示迅速果断或者动作敏捷，就用 swift。本期节目就告一段落了。如果你在英语学习中遇到了难题，欢迎你通过微博向我们提问，我们的微博账号是 BBC 英语教学。你也可以发邮件给我们，邮箱地址是 questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk。 谢谢收听你问我答节目，我是佳莹，再会。
Question and answer of the week
from BBC Learning English.